Malka.
Doesn't come on yet.
Don't come on.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We are studying Parsha Vayera from the Sulam Commentary of the Zohar. We're in section 10, and we'll start today with Pasuk 153 after the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Pei Bidkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Le'akta L'shem Yud Hay Bavavhe The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karenei Pasuk 153 Ela Vadai No Da Basharim Ala Da Kud Shabarichu Tehu Yit Gaya Yit Yada Yit Dabak Um ma dim shire Trilly beya ko had kama Tia kil leid afeka Leruha Dehach meta Um ma dim shire Billy beya Akeit yada Li beya ugineka no da basharim veinun shearim aval de itiada ki kayaot lahawa mayin yakil idabeka umindaleya. The translation, most certainly, her husband is known in the gates, refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, who is known and conceived according to what each one assumes in his mind, and is able to grasp with the spirit of wisdom. Thus he is able to understand according to what he is able to assume. Therefore it is written, her husband is known in the gates, and the Hebrew word is she'arim. That is, those assumptions, which is the Hebrew word shiurim, which everyone forms according to his own mind, even though full knowledge of him is far beyond the reach of anyone. My commentary. This is an amazing Zohar revelation. Each person has a perception of Hashem based on what he or she learns as a child. This stays with everyone until they start to learn the Zohar and this particular pasuk. Where will you take your personal perception of Hashem? Questions, comments, thoughts.
I still feel like a young child still waiting to learn more.
It's always good to learn as a young child and keep that attitude, isn't it? It's just you have to make sure you throw away the misconceptions that you learn.
Right.
But the joy of learning and the essence of a child and the joy that a child constantly feels, that's what we have to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, being as a parent or a grandparent, you get great joy out of them learning as well. You know, you're clapping your hand. Yay.
Absolutely.
Putting words together in sentences, you know, so. We can have that, I guess, feeling somewhat not near what Hashem has with his children, learning the Torah or his teaching or his truth, and how he claps his hands and you know, smiles and good boy, good boy.
It's a useful tool to try and hear when someone else speaks about God, how to position your mind and your consciousness as to what they are seeing, how they perceive God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of growth that comes when you try and do that. Your perception of God, of Hashem, is correct because it's yours. But when you strive to see it in a different way, you're striving for growth, of accepting different ideas.
Why?
And when you integrate those two, when you put them together in your consciousness, it leads to spiritual growth. But always know that what you are perceiving as God is correct, because that's how you perceive it, him, her. Does anybody else have any comments they'd like to make?
I was just thinking of the verse, "Seek me and you'll find me."
Say it again, and you broke up.
I said I was thinking of the verse that says, "Seek me and you'll find me."
Absolutely true. But for me, this pasuk would just spoke to me. Whereas the verse, it's just not something I ever felt connected to. But that doesn't mean it's not correct. You're absolutely right. Seek Hashem and you will find Hashem.
And for me, Lag B'Omer just took on a different meaning. I mean, we basically, the last 3 years, it was the same material, but it just, to me, it was going beyond just the Sephirot within Malkut. It was stretching further than that to bring the consciousness of Mashiach to our generation. We talk the talk, but we haven't experienced the consciousness, I don't think. At least I didn't. It was still somewhere out there.
And that's true for most of this generation. We talk the talk, but to walk the walk is a very different process.
That and just a rumbling and a rolling of the different frames of reference for gate. It just, to me, it really just cooled how Hashem is in everything. I mean, we're all united, no matter which final reference you choose to target your thinking on, that's Atman Bina, Zeron 10. And I think when you said in one of the classes during the week, does every ant have a soul? Or is it just one group? No, I do think it's every ant has a soul. And when you think of how many millions of ants there are in just one little pile, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
The unity of everything. But that, to me, it's Hashem calling us to a higher level, too.
It's definitely an awesome process.
In relating back to last week and Sarah being at the tent door and Abraham always opening up his tent, which is a gate, and the Sephirot being gates and Malkut being the gate that I think Malka put it yesterday as a system. And in a way, that's a good way to describe the Sephirot. It is a system that Hashem figured out that he can stay concealed and yet be revealed. And so we see the tent door being a gate. We see Abraham's tent being a gate. We see the Sephirot being a gate. The 32 gates of wisdom, which would be the 22 letters, and the 10 Sephirot, you know, according to Sefer Yetzirah, and I don't know, just all the vowels together.
And the 10, but don't forget the 10 vowels that get you to the 42, for the 42 letter name.
Mm-hmm. And then Shemar
Bakar. Don't forget the 50 gates of understanding.
Well, that's what I just said. Yes. With Vina. Okay, then with the Tikkuni Zohar, too. Being
when
a combination
you,
with.
Exactly.
With Shimon.
When you look out your window and you see greenery, the yard, across the street, whatever you're looking at. Everything that you perceive that you're looking at that moment is a gate. It's a gate to further revelation about the oneness of God.
Okay, well, at night, every afternoon when I'm going to put I have two doors, front doors, and I have two curtains, and I let the curtain down. But I can see this bright, bright star. I suppose it's Venus, but it is so bright. It makes me wonder what's why. And it's right in my front door, right in my eyes view. And it's been like that for about 2 weeks. I have to find out what this bright star, which is probably a planet. But
remember, we're in the month of Iyar.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the letters of the month of Iyar? One of them is the Pei, which relates to the planet Venus.
Oh, I mean, for the monthly. Okay, the monthly two letters.
Right.
Okay, I thought you meant the word.
Should we stay here, or should we go on to the next verse?
Well, unless you have something to add, I'm okay with going on whatever Malka thinks.
Verse 154. Rabbi Shimon Amar Noda Basharim Bala Man Sharim Kedavar Acher Seu Sharim Rashaykhem Vahinaso Ti Ugin elu sharim deinun targin ilayin uginayu it yada kuchabrihu veila la yachlin leita bakabea. The translation. Rabbi Shimon asks, her husband is known in the gates. What are the gates? They are the same as the gates mentioned in Lift Up Your Heads, Gates, and Lifted Them Up, You Everlasting Doors. It is through these gates, which are the supernal gates, that the Holy One, blessed be He, is known. For were it not for these gates, no one would have been able to commune with Him. My commentary. This is describing the process of meditation to elevate to higher and deeper levels of meditation. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Why did they mention doors for gates? I would think that
you broke up. Why did they do what with the gates?
Why are we speaking about doors when we're talking about gates? I would think that doors would be more concealment, I guess, than some gates.
What do you think the difference between a gate and a door is?
One bigger than the other.
Well, there's many differences. I mean, I could say thousands of differences between a door and a gate. I mean,
I'll give you one that I think will help you.
Okay.
A gate has openings within it, like your garden gate.
Mm-hmm.
Your garden gate isn't a door. It might be made out of wood, but many garden gates are made out of metal that have they have designs. A gate is something that's outside of the house. A door is inside the house. They're both blockages. They're both closing something in, but they're also both opening something. But there's a difference between a gate, which is external, and a door, which is internal.
So are we talking about the spiritual levels compared to the outside? It'd be like Malkuth on the outside, they have light and dawn. And then when you go through downtown, you're going through doors and gates.
You have to go through a gate to get to the door.
Okay. I see it. And now my mind's picturing the temple. How you had to go through gates before you actually got into the courtyard. And then at that point, you had doors.
If you look at the Hebrew words, and I'm going to defer a little bit to Hana, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Hana, but I believe the shoresh or a gate is sha'ar, or the word is sha'ar, which also connects to the idea of being straight. And the word for a door is dalet, which also has an indication or a connection to being poor. having a lack.
Mm-hmm.
And so by looking at the Hebrew for the differences in the translations, we get an understanding of what is a gate. A gate lets you go straight. A door is an opening, but it's an internal opening. It's an opening you have to struggle with. A gate is the direct connection. That's the way I've understood it. Doesn't mean that it's correct. You have to do some more thinking and contemplating for this on your own.
But that particular verse meant something to me when my daughter was sick, which she was 12 years old and almost dying. And there was more to it. Lift up your heads and your everlasting doors and let the King of Glory come in. And then I remember maybe several weeks ago, up to about a month ago, Zion Nefesh had some verses about the gates of righteousness and how there was a name of an angel within it or a holy name of God. I don't remember which. But so there's a lot of secrets there within scriptural verse. So reading lines from Psalms can have using the word door, there's a lot more to that's concealed that needs to be investigated. It needs to be
that's my thought. Mm-hmm.
You know. Now the way I remember the word gate when I was first learning Hebrew was I would say sha'ar the gate. Shut the gate. Sha'ar. Shut. I mean, that was all the word gate. You know, like lehit ra'ot. Let's hit the road.
Goodbye.
You know, little crazy things. Childish, being a child and keeping little childish things. And I found with the students, they love learning little children's songs that helped them learn the body parts or whatever. And there they were, you know, adults sitting in a classroom and learning these little children's songs that they didn't learn as children because they weren't Jewish or had no Jewish background. And they enjoyed the classes. We even used kazoos when we did a song about the body parts. And I had someone tell me they still have their kazoo. So anyway, a lot of hidden, concealed things.
Mm-hmm.
The way you learn spirituality is go directly to the Hebrew words that you're discussing. It's just amazing what you learned and the connections you make by following that path.
Well, I labeled things in the classroom. So I had the word dalet on the word door and wall and window and clock, you know, in an effort to do that kind of thing, to help us remember the words as well as, because, you know, when you take Hebrew and it's just once a week and for maybe a 9-month period, it just helps to unconsciously have these things in front of you, even if you're not totally aware of it. Because we're not in an area where we have the opportunity, you know, to have Hebrew lessons, and why I think all the classes that we did have meant so much to us.
I agree. We don't speak Hebrew fluently, but in reality, for 2,000 years, nobody spoke Hebrew fluently. That's why they used Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
They would only study with Hebrew, but the common language was Yiddish or Ladino in the around the Mediterranean. And the modern Hebrew is not biblical Hebrew. It's two different languages, two different dialects. We are out of time, so.
Okay.
Hopefully I won't fall asleep this for the 7 o'clock class this time. You all have a good evening. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Shalom.